Welcome to Random Thoughts with Lara. How are you doing? I trust the new year has been good to you so far and that you have been intentional about your year, about the year 2021. I got your feedback regarding my last episode, Intentional 2021. Thank you. And on that note, I will be doing the concluding part of Intentional 2021. So stick around. So in the last episode, I already established what it means to be intentional in the year 2021. You know what it means to take responsibility of your life, take your destiny in your hands, to stop existing and to start living your life to the fullest. So Intentional 2021 is something that is very important as we journey through this unknown year of 2021. So to be intentional means to be consistent. To be intentional means that you have to do away with procrastination. Procrastination is a thief of your time. Procrastination is a threat, an actual threat to your success, to your goal, to achieving that thing that is your focus. So you cannot be sleeping. You cannot, you know, be sleeping and wasting time. That time is precious when you have something that is dear to you. So have a schedule. Be intentional. A little folding of the hands. A little closing of your eyes. Everybody has 24 hours. A lot of people, trust me, are making serious use of their time. So you cannot be found sleeping on a bicycle. Stop saying someday I will do this. Stop pushing things, having backlogs. There's nothing like someday, even in the calendar. So what is your excuse? All those procrastination you've been doing since, what has it gotten you to? Where has it led you to? So please, always think about the merits of what you gain from things. Is the merits going to be more than the merits? So procrastination does not cut it at all. Instead, it affects you if you want to be intentional. And then you need discipline. So when we're intentional, what are you going to be deliberate about in your life in the year 2021? Is it your career, your marriage, even your health? For you to be disciplined, it means that you have do away with all manner of distractions because they would come. Imagine somebody that wants to lose weight, you know, still keeping those things that would make him or her add weight. You have to do away with all of those junks. You have to be focused because at the end of the day, your driving force should be that dream that you want to achieve. It is called a dream because it has to come to reality. So please, let us discipline ourselves. You need a whole lot. We need a whole lot of discipline on this journey of, you know, being deliberate. And one thing I would like to point out, you know, when you decide to be deliberate about your life, intentional about your life, is that please understand that you are the company that you keep. Because the whole of this message is to trigger, you know, that hunger in us. That testing us for success, to push it, to make you hungry for more. That is the whole essence of all of this talk. And yes, somebody might say talk is cheap, but talk can be expensive only if you activate it in your life. That is when it will even make you expensive. All of these things that I'm saying, even from the last episode up until now, these are words that are verbs. They have to come. Their action words. They have to come to life. So it is left for you to take all of this message and, you know, put it to effect in your own life. That is when you would see the result. That is when you would see the action. That is when it comes to life in your own life. So take all of this and, you know, use them for your own good. You are the company you keep. You cannot be, you know, burning the night candle studying, and then you have friends that keep, you know, pressurizing you to do things otherwise, to do things that would completely tarnish that dream of yours that you have, that dream to be a lawyer, a journalist, a doctor, a computer scientist. You cannot be climbing the ladder of success, you know, working hard to attain that position. And then you have friends that are completely, totally different from you. Their thinking, their mindset is different. They don't care whatever happens to them. They don't have a sense of direction. You can't rub minds with those kind of people. Obviously, they'll drag you down. So there are a lot of components when we talk being intentional. It has to be 100%. You have to study the whole thing. if you really want to get results, what are those distractions that would prevent me from achieving my goal? Is it my friends? Because many a times we just see some things on surface level. Oh, if it is just friendship, but it can't do much. It's just watching TV, it's just sleep. Some of all these things are very subtle. They are salient, but these things are dangerous distractions that, if not properly taken care of, they can completely, crash all your efforts, and it's not worth it. For instance, you're a student, and you've tried from year one. You're in your final year. You've defended your project, and then you have friends that keep pressurizing you to go out, to go party, especially if you are in a private school. And private schools now, they have rules. They've already told you day one orientation that, hey, if you leave school without a permit, without an exit, you would be immediately rusticated. You would be expelled. They've told you. But then you have friends that just come and pressurize you and tell you that, why have you been this way? Why are you so boring? Since 100 level, you're just a boring person. You're no fun. Why can't you just go? At least now you've done defense. Now you're almost graduating. Hey. And then you let the pressure get to you. Look, it's okay to say no. It is okay to say no, and it is okay to accept no. Rejection is not a bad thing. It will not kill you. What's the worst that will happen? You'll feel bad, so. I mean, there are some opinions that you don't need. When you think about them, they don't bring value to you, so it shouldn't hurt you. Happiness is your own. Even if you're in a relationship, see, nobody can make you unhappy. That is just the truth. You are the owner of your happiness. Somebody can come and say nasty things to me right now, and it is up to me to decide if I would allow that negative emotion consume me or not, or if I'll be happy. Because sometimes it's even annoying when the person just, maybe the person was, just said it, doesn't even care. And next thing, the person is having fun and I'm there sulking. Who is losing? So my point here is, it is okay to say no, and it is okay to accept no. There are better doors that will open for you. This is not just the only door. Just see it that way. So you did not say no. You allow the pressure get to you. You don't have a mind of your own. And then you follow them to the party. And you know how life can be so unfair. In this case, I don't want to see it as unfair, because every one of us, we have a choice. That is the amazing thing. Nobody can force you to do what you don't want to do. There is no excuse. You can't blame it on ignorance. They did not push you, they only talked you into it. And maybe if you have a mind of your own, maybe if you know yourself so well, maybe then you can stand your ground. And when you're saying no, you're not shaking. You are sure and you're saying no. I mean, you've weighed your options, you've weighed your gains and your loss, and you've seen that this is going to be at a loss. What is even the point of going out? There will be time when you're done. See, this adulthood thing, when I was much younger, I used to feel like, oh, I see aunties make their hair, braid their hair, fine hair, do their nails. I'm like, oh, I'm in a hurry. I want to, grow up. I want to be an adult. But when they say adulthood is a scam, man. Like when they joke about adulthood being a scam, like you just become that adult and you're like, really? It is more of responsibility than all of that high life or all of that glamour and all. Besides, you need to be responsible. You need to work so that you can even maintain, so that you can even buy all of those things. How long will your parents keep giving you the money? So now that you decided to follow them, you left school. And life now decided to be funny. So those people that, dragged you, that pressurized you to go, even though you could have said no, those people did not get caught too. It is now you that you're the JJC. Maybe they were smart about it and they left, but it doesn't mean that karma will not catch them in future if they don't stop. It doesn't mean that their cup will not be full somewhere in future if they don't stop. But now it is your turn. And you are caught. And there's a panel. Look, I know how, I mean, I know how these private school things work, because I have that experience of being in a private school and I know their rules. So now that you are caught and they expel you, what are you going to do? I mean, it's so painful, because 4 years is gone, 5 years is gone, 7 years of your life is gone just because you left school. These things I saw happen when I was in school, and somehow it just makes you want to sit up. And But for some people, they don't just care. That is why you need to know your purpose. You need to know the reason why you are at every stage of your life, because abuse is inevitable if a purpose of a thing is not known. So I experienced seeing people get expelled, even for littlest thing, something as little as, like, imagine that kind of pain. So even if, I mean, imagine your CGPA. Probably you were looking forward to your graduation. You defended your project so well. All you needed to do was just to graduate. Imagine the disappointment on your parents' faces. That is money, and these things are not cheap. So all of that gone, and those people that dragged you out or that talked you into having fun, hey, you think they will take the fall with you? Who dropped the ball? Come on. If they take the fall with you and say, oh, we are the one, let's even say if they do that, do you think? Obviously, they would be expelled too, and they don't want that. So then they even think they are lucky that they did not catch them. Even though, well, I believe that everybody's cup will be full one day. Just make sure that you live your life right. And there's a repercussion for everything, good or bad. But the point here is that just imagine that. So learn to say no. Learn to see. Stop giving excuses, on the weaknesses of other people. You keep saying that, oh, maybe it's a fault of. I know that we are a function of our background, of our upbringing, and all of that. But I need you to stop giving excuses. Oh, if only my parents had told me this or had told me that or had fraud my self-esteem from small, maybe I could have known how to say no. Maybe I could have known certain things. Come on. Now that you know, what are you doing about this? Let us stop being so problem-driven. That we just, all we do is complain, murmur. Mystery loves company. You mean people get tired of you? Nobody wants to keep having that kind of energy, negative energy. It is bad. What are you going to do about it? Be solution-oriented. Let solution drive you. So what am I going to do? Am I going to become a better person? Or will I keep sulking? Will I keep complaining? We need to do better. But the company that you keep, if you know that these people will keep inviting me for one party or the other, and I'm serious about this promotion, I'm serious about my business, I'm serious about this fit fam journey that I'm doing. If you feel that all of these distractions will pull you down, why not just find a polite way of distancing yourself? You don't have to be rude to your friends. It is even more better to associate with people of like mind. You guys would rub minds together. Intelligent conversation. That when they call me on the phone, they are telling me about the next big thing they want to do. I mean, that's sexy. That's really, that's like a big turn on. Especially when it is something that has to do with my dream. A positive turn on. I feel motivated. So please stop donating some things all in the name of friendship or whatever tag. I'm not saying that you should throw up your friends or throw out your friends. I'm just saying that know what is good for you. Know what would draw you down. Know what would be a threat to your success. And find polite ways of, dealing with them. Especially when it comes to human beings, friends. Be polite, basically, and distance yourself. They did not join you together. At the end of the day, everybody will be fine. That's just the truth. See, when you become successful, plus all those your friends that think that, oh, you don't have their time, plus the naysayers, plus the dream killers, plus the good people, plus the people that admired you from far, all of these people would come and attend your success party. Everybody would want to be associated with you, including those that try to kill your dream. They will see those farms you. That's just it. Because success has many friends. So why not just focus and make hay while the sun shines? At the end of the day, it is you against you. So be the best version of you. Self-awareness means nothing without action taking. That is why all of these things that I'm saying would come into action when you decide to allow it come into action, when you decide to start working on them. So don't limit yourself. Don't shrink yourself to fit another person's narrative. You are unique. Your imperfections are the things that makes you different. So embrace yourself. Use your mind. Dream. Think outside of the box. Dream big. These are not things that, are cliché. They are actually things that are true. They are real. I consider the mind as a big powerhouse. It is up to you to turn on the light to see the brightness that you have. And let yourself dream the kind of reality you want to have as long as you put in the work. You walk the talk. U-W-O-R-K, the talk. There is something powerful about the mind. So don't limit yourself. Don't limit how far you can dream. And that is the reason why I love to read books, yeah? So when I read books, I can be anything because my mind is beginning to show me pictures of places that I've not been to, of things that I've not, you know, seen before. It plays that picture in my head. Not to now talk of when it has to do with a dream. Come on. You have that vision in your head. You have that picture in your head. Keep it in your head. Because when you start facing challenges, I mean, bigger challenges than the last, which is normal because of how life is. And these challenges just makes you better and stronger. You know, when you feel like throwing in the towel, when you feel like giving up, because there are times like that will come. It's not going to be easy breezy. The higher you go, the higher the challenge, the tougher it is. It is testing you. That is what life does to you. It doesn't offer you, you know, gold on a platter. It will test you before it offers you. So when days like that come, when you have such emotions, let that dream, let that picture in your head be the thing that will trigger you, that will push you to keep pushing, to keep moving on, because life is not static. That is why we have day and night. That is why we have the rays of the sun, of the sunrise and the sunset. Everything has to change. They keep moving. Today is Wednesday. Yesterday was Tuesday. Even nature is moving. So why not you? Life was not designed for you to be static. You are meant to move. You are meant to evolve. So when you get to that stage whereby you feel like giving up, let your dream be the thing that for you to move. See, if you need to paste all your achievements in the past, paste is where you can see it. Preferably in your room when you wake up. You know, all those things that you have to, all those affirmations, write them down so that you can reaffirm yourself on days like that. So that when you start feeling bad, you're not just thinking about the picture, you know, of where you're going to in your head. You are also looking at your past success, how you're able to overcome past challenges and all of your wins. You're seeing them. Those things will motivate you. You're reading out your affirmations. You're reaffirming yourself. It will go a long way because you cannot go up to 7 and then you just give up. You've already climbed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 7 and you just want to, you know, give up. No, now. All wrong now. You can't. Please, the last thing that you need to do or you want to do is give up. Think about how far you've gone or how far you've come. That should make you realize that, you know, you should not give up. It is not an option. It is not. You would definitely learn along the way, but giving up is not it. Please don't. Keep pushing. Every challenge, every experience is a lesson for your next phase in life. So it is not a waste. And when I talk, intentional, talking the components of being intentional, I'm exposing us to seeing the things that can make or mar us, the things that can pull us up or drag us down. The things that can be a threat to our success so that we can know how to filter the negatives and embrace the positive. I'm trying to make us see the bigger picture of being intentional because many of us make the mistake of solely focus on the physical aspects of achieving our goals that we neglect the part that is not physical. So what do I mean? I'm talking personality building. I'm talking character. Because when we talk personality, when we talk being intentional, this is a serious component that makes success success. If you must start being deliberate, you have to be 100%. You have to give in your all. You have to be an all-rounder. It is okay to, you know, face the intellectual part to make sure that you do your homework. But how about your personality? Your character is very important. Success, being financially independent, achieving your goals will take you far. But your character, trust me, will take you farther in any aspect of your life, anyone. So this is key. If you must read up how to, you know, build yourself, build your character, read. If you don't like reading, there's no excuse in life. You can listen to audio, you know, plug your ears, insert that earpiece, listen to messages that would help you build your character. If you know in your heart of hearts, as you cannot lie to yourself, that, oh, there is something toxic in you that would hinder your success. Because this message is actually a serious matter. Because I just want us to understand that you cannot ignore anything. You can't take chances. So nothing is too small to ignore. These things can threaten your progress. That is why I am saying all of these things. That is why this message cannot be half-baked. It has to be 100%. It doesn't matter if you think you're a good person. Even if you're a good person, now that you feel that, oh, I am humble now. Now that, you know, you're just starting, or you are not where you want to be, your humble beginning. See, you are humble. Maybe you are just humble because money never enters your accounts. Accounts never shake. So you can still be doing, oh, yes, sir, this one, that one, gentle, oh, quiet. Hey, wait. Let the money test you. Get to that position. Let us see if that character will not shake or not. It's possible. You can know yourself to that level. If you feel like, it cannot happen, fine. But don't push it aside. No knowledge is a waste. I keep saying this thing. You can still read up. You can still build yourself. You can still, that's what I mean by investing in yourself. It is your life. Build it. Work on yourself. Because when you climb that ladder of success, when you finally become CEO, when you finally become, you know, the manager of your business and all of that, when you excel at in your studies, whatever it is you excel at, when you finally reach, you know, that peak, hey, you allow pride to manifest in your life, to consume you. Hey, it is bad though. Like, it is dangerously bad. Some of all these things that we think are salient, they don't matter. They matter. Oh. Procrastination. The friends you keep. See, iron sharpens iron. No. So if you need to start distancing yourself, rubbing minds with like-minded people, do it. Be humble. Start practicing humility. Start working on yourself. Stop giving excuses. You know what you want to achieve. When that pride enters your system, now you're the CEO. You start shouting on people. You are mad. You're stupid. Do you know who I am? Really? Do you know who I am? That question, I find it ridiculous. I mean, look. An empty barrel makes the loudest noise. Why would you want to be announcing your success? It should speak for you. Your success will speak for you. Let earn my respect. Don't force it. You can't keep shouting, you know, talking down on your staff. See, that ladder that you climb to success, other people are behind you. Somehow they pushed you up. If you keep kicking them down, one day you might need their help. No condition is permanent. No, you don't know where the next person will be. All your staff cannot be scared of you now. Hey, your guy is coming. Yeah. I mean, just tension everywhere. And even when you notice this, you see how they behave. You are happy. It even makes you happy. What's the glory? There is nothing weak about being good, though, about being kind, about being cautious, about being nice. There is nothing weak about it. It makes you a strong person. If you are nice, if you're good to your staff, I mean, they will be very, very productive because they are happy. They have a happy working environment. What is the glory in shouting on people, being rude to people, being rude to your staff, being rude? Kilo day, what is it? Are you the only one that is successful? Somebody else is more successful than you, see. One day, pride comes before a fall. One day, as you're shouting on your staff like that, who knows? Maybe you have a guest, the CEO of a multinational company, even bigger than your own by far. And probably you need, you know, to work with his company. And then a staff of yours walks in. And because, you know, you are already used to being proud, you're already used to talking down on your staff for no just cause. You just shout because you are the boss. I have arrived. You think when you shout, when you exhibit that character, knowingly or unknowingly, because it's already there. You think that person is, you think people are not watching. That your guest is watching. People are seeing things. He wouldn't want to be associated with you. You are the brand of your company. Why do you think PR, customer care, they train them on how to behave to the customers? You cannot talk to a customer anyhow. You can't. When you're representing our company, customer care, you cannot. They are nice, they are polite. You think the insult is not getting to them as the customers are busy for one thing or the other. You think they are not angry. But they've trained them. These are people that are working for another brand. Talk less of you that you have hustled to get to that brand. You now allow money, pride, consume you. Haba. You are the face of that company. You are the first. You are the organ now. You cannot be a bad ambassador of your own company. You have, pride comes before you fall. It will fall you down. You might need the help of those your staff. See, it's as simple as this. Imagine you have a driver that drives you around. You don't, probably don't know how to drive, or maybe you know how to drive, but you just like being comfortable. You have the driver, you've employed him, but you are always shouting, talking down on him, you know, insulting him at every opportunity you get. You just keep abusing. There's no good thing comes out from your mouth. This person is driving you, and with the way it is now, it's almost like the person has their life in your hands, literally. Because, I mean, even practically, because you are driving, you're insulting the person. One day, everybody has their limit too. Some people cannot take as much. One day, that person might just be fed up and just drive you somewhere. Who will know? Who will find out? You don't want that for yourself. Be humble. Calm down. When you are a good person, you are a good person. Let your success speak for you. Your CV is endowed with so many certifications, so many first class and all of that. That kind of person will not be talking too much now. Because what you have on paper is speaking for you already. If at all they ask you questions, you know, you answer, you know, they fear. Because you can defend your paper, you can defend, you know, what you're presenting. You know yourself. Know yourself up to that level that you don't start to feel insecure, you don't start to feel threatened. What are you threatened for? So that is why I'm saying that invest in the totality of you. Groom yourself, know yourself, have a mind of yourself. It is well, oh.